Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Tmura, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. In the next two Mishnayos, we're not going to talk about Tmura Manish, but something that's kind of learnt from Tmura. Let's chazer over. What is Tmura? It's where something becomes Hegdish through, not making it Hegdish, but substituting. And again, even though the Torah says you're not supposed to do it, and if he does it, he's Chayav Malkus, but it works. If I take my chulun animal and I say, I want this to be a substitute for the carbon, the Kedusha gets transferred. Both animals remain Kodesh. Now, what if I take this animal that got its Kedusha through Tmura, and I line up another chulun animal, and I say, okay, now this and this, that won't work. We're really going to learn about this at the end of Mishnah Hei B'Yaz Hashem Yisbarach. If you have an animal that got its Kedusha through Tmura, it can't make another Tmura. A substitute can't bring in a substitute. And now the Mishnah is going to tell us, before we learn that halacha, that there are similar things like that. There's Tmura and there's Truma. They may have the same letters, but they're two different things. Tmura is when you substitute one carbon for another. Truma is something that you separate and you give to the Kehanim from your produce. Only Kehanim who are Tohar and their wives, their children, even the Ravadim can eat it. If you have a piece of Truma that mixes with Chulin, again, an animal that is Chulin means it's not Hegdish. Produce, things that grow from the ground, if it's Chulin, that means it's not Truma. So let's say I have Chulin and Truma that got mixed together. You can't serve it to a Yisrael or a Levi. Only a Kayan can eat it. And even the Kayan can only eat it if he's Tahar, and there are other halachas when it comes to eating Truma. Now, it isn't always that if Truma falls into Chulin, you can't eat it at all. It depends on the numbers. It's more strict than a drop of milk, let's say, that falls into meat, where you would need 60 times the amount of meat. By Truma, you would need 100 times the amount of Chulin to be Mevatel the Truma. So let's say I have a saw is a measurement. I have a saw of Truma that fell into less than 99 saw of Chulin. I don't have 100 times the amount of Truma. So it doesn't become batel. That's called Meduma. Meduma means it's mixed up. There's Truma and Chulin mixed in over here. So there's some Truma on the shelf. I say, be careful. Oh no, it fell into a basket of Chulin. How much was in this Chulin? 99. And there was a saw that fell. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay. It's good. We'll just have to give everything to a Kayan. So Kayan takes this basket, and a little bit of that falls into another basket of Chulin. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us a Chiddush. Ein ha-meduma midameya elo lefi cheshbin. Meduma. That first basket is called Meduma because it has Chulin and Truma mixed into it. Ein ha-meduma midameya, the meduma that falls into Chulin, when that falls into another basket, I'm not going to say, I'm scared to count even. A saw of the first basket fell into another basket, and there's only 99 in the other basket also. No, relax. You don't need, in the second basket, 100 times the amount of the whole mixture that fell in. In the second basket, to be mevatel the truma is not 100 times connected the whole mixture like we explained, but 100 times connected the truma in that mixture. So let's say in the first basket, okay, let's try to make things simple. A saw of truma fell into 4 saw of chulin. Nowhere near 100 times the amount. That's meduma. Then a saw of this fell into less than 100 in the second basket. Less than 100 of what? Less than 100 of a saw. No. How much truma is in this mixture that fell into the second basket? Well, there's a whole saw that fell in. And out of that original saw, we're going to assume a fifth is truma. 4/5 are not. Because when the original truma fell into the first basket, that was the proportion. With the second basket, I'm saying, I don't think 100 times can I get the whole mixture. 100 times can I get the truma in the mixture. And that's what the Mishnah means, Ein ha-meduma midameya elo lefi cheshbain. Meduma, that's the first basket. When the truma fell into the first basket, the soft truma into 99, that's the meduma. And then part of that fell into another basket. Ein ha-meduma midameya elo lefi cheshbain. If this second basket has enough chulin to be mevatel the truma that's in the mixture, then it's mutter. I don't have to have enough chulin to be mevatel the whole first basket. So meduma can't make other chulin into meduma. And that's all the Mishnah say. Along the same line, says the Mishnah Vayter, Eina mechumetz mechametz, elo lefi cheshbain. It's going to be the second of three mishalim the Mishnah is going to give us, where we're going to see this idea that a substitute can't make a substitute. Something that became usser through a mixture doesn't necessarily make something else usser in the mixture the same way. You know what sa'ar is? Sourdough. Ooh. They must have left it out of the refrigerator by mistake. No, that's not how it works. They bedafka leave it out a long time until it becomes sour. Then you take small pieces of it and you add it to fresh dough. And that's going to cause it to rise much quicker. So if you have sa'ar, the sourdough made from truma flour, and it's added to chulin, the chulin becomes usser to someone who's not a kayin. This is meduma. Even if you have 100 times the amount. Because here you can't say it becomes batel. This is very powerful. It caused the whole thing to rise. Now, what happens if this is what took place? A little bit of sa'ar of truma fell into a dough, the dough rises, and a little bit of that dough was added to another dough. Zok the Mishnah, Eina mechumetz mechametz dough. That was, the word mechumetz is like chametz. That was leavened, it rose. Eina mechumetz mechametz elo lefi cheshbain. We don't say, and again, let's chazer over what happened. Sa'ar of truma fell into dough, or I put it into dough, it rises. Forget it, it's all truma. Don't even tell me 100 times the amount, it's all truma. Some of that went into another piece of dough, or was added to another piece of dough. Here I'm going to start calculating if you have enough to be a mevatelet. I don't say automatically everything is truma. Ein hamechumetz, the dough that became chametz through the sa'ar of truma, mechametz, that can't make another dough. Chametz elo lefi cheshbain, only according to the cheshbain. We're going to figure out the amount of truma that was in the piece of the first dough that fell in, and we're going to say it like this. If that piece that was in the first dough of truma could have on its own made the second dough rise, the second one becomes truma. But if that small amount of truma by itself couldn't have caused the second dough to rise, then the dough is mutter, meaning mutter for everybody, not just for a kayin. What do I mean? But I saw that the second dough rose. I don't understand something. Rebbe, I have a kasha. Let me hear your kasha. You just told me part of the first dough fell into the second dough and it got bigger. So you see there was enough to make the second dough rise. Yeah, but the second dough became chametz through a piece that had in it both truma and regular. That's the whole point. So would there have been enough in the truma part to make the second dough bigger? That's the shiloh. Vayter says in Mishnah, a third case of where a substitute won't make a substitute, or let's just say something that became usser through a mixture won't make something else usser. Ein ha-mayim she'uvim poislim es ha-mikvah elo lefi cheshbain. So really, this is one of those mishnayis. It's like a shas mishnayis. These are three major sugyas. But let's remember some of the halachis that we know about a mikvah. If you're going to take a pail and fill up a mikvah by drawing water, it's not a good mikvah. What do you mean? Mikvah has to have 40 sa of water. There's 40 sa of water. I worked all day. Before you work, first learn the halachis. The water in the mikveh can't come from a keli. That's called she'uvim, drawn water. Well, how else does the water get into the mikveh? The answer, rain, spring water that flowed in. Now, once a mikveh already has 40 sa' of rainwater, let's say, then when you pour in more water through a pail, it's not a problem. The problem is only if you're going to pour it into an empty mikveh or even in a mikveh that already has rainwater but less than 40 sa' of rainwater. Let's say I come to a Rav and I say, Rebbe, I want a kosher mikveh, but it's not raining. I only have a little bit of water. What's going to be? What can I do? The Rav says, let's learn our Mishnah. Of course, you can't pass me from the Mishnah, but maybe the Rav is just showing him the halacha from the Mishnah. Shteita on the Mishnah, Masechtas Tmura, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Daled, that ain't a mayim she'uvim poislim as a mikveh elo lefi cheshbin. Let me ask you something, the Rav says. How much water do you have in the mikveh? Oh, Rav, I know if there was 40 sa already, I could continue to pour more, but I don't have 40 sa. The Rav says, let me repeat the question. How much water do you have in the mikveh? 21 sa. Oh, so you have most of the water that's necessary. 21 sa of rainwater you have. You're supposed to have 40, but you have 21 sa. Okay, but it's not enough. I need 40. Let me tell you what you can do. You're going to draw 19 sa of water with a pail, but don't pour it straight into the mikveh. That'll pass it. What you're going to do is, you're going to do something called hamshacha. You're going to pour it onto the ground outside the mikveh, and it's going to flow into the mikveh. Oh, Rebbe, you can do this to start with? No. You can do it if you have a roiv of the memsa. If you have 21 sa or more, let's just say 21 sa, you can take the 19 sa, pour it on the ground, and let it flow into the mikveh. If you have less than 21 sa, this is not going to work. If you have more than 40, you don't need to do this. If you want to add more water to the mikveh for whatever reason, you can just pour it right in. But you're telling me you have 21 sa, so you can do this. It's called hamshacha. And therefore, our Mishnah says, Ein hamayim shuvim paislim es hamikveh, drawn water that is poured into the ground outside a mikveh, which will flow into a mikveh. It's not going to passel the mikveh elu lefi cheshbin, only based on how much water is there, even though you need 40 sa. But if you have roiv of 40 sa, roiv of 40 would be 21, then the other 19 can come in through hamshacha by pouring it on the ground and let it flow in. That is how the Bat Tanura learns pshat in our Mishnah. There's a second pshat that Bat Tanura says, which we'll mention by our Chazar B'ez Hashem. So basically, we have three cases in our Mishnah that are in a way similar to Tmura. That once you're going off the original, the halachis begin to change, and it gets easier. The first case was, Ein hamadumah medameya el lefi cheshbin. Let's quickly chazar over. Truma got mixed up with chulin. And you don't have 100 times of chulin to neutralize the truma does not become bottle. See, we have a drop of truma and it falls into a basket of chulin. Uh-oh. One sa of truma fell into 99. The entire basket becomes truma, is considered truma. A non-kain can't eat it. Even a kain has to be tahar and so on. And that's called midumah. Midumah means a mixture. It's based on a pasuk, by the way. The pasuk says, "Milayascha v'dimacha loisa acher." If you had 100 times the amount of chulin in that first basket, it wouldn't be a problem. The truma would become bottle. But we had less than 100. Then part of this fell into another basket. Relax. You don't need 100 times to be mevatel the whole part that fell in. You only need to be mevatel the amount of truma that was in the first mixture. For example, let's say one saw of truma fell into four saw of chulin. This is called meduma. Then a saw of that fell into another basket of chulin. So I'm going to say how much truma is here? A fifth of the saw that fell in is truma. Because in this first mixture, there are four saw of chulin and one saw of truma. There's only a fifth of truma. So if you have 100 to be mevatel, not the whole piece that fell in from the first mixture, but the truma, the first piece, that's enough. Then we had a case of Ein hamechametz mechametz el lefi cheshbin. Even though normally, if you have a drop of truma that falls into 100 times the amount of chulin, it becomes batel. But there are exceptions to the rule. If you have a drop of sa'ar, of sourdough, that's added to a piece of dough, even though you have 100 times the amount of dough to the sourdough, but it causes it to rise, you can't say it's non-existent. Look what it's doing to it. Look at the chemical reaction. So that whole dough is truma. But if part of that was used to make another dough rise, I don't go with that same cheshbin. I just say how much of truma was mixed into this. And I say like this. If there was enough in the original truma that made the first dough rise, And from that, though, into a second dough. If there's enough truma here that had only that truma been here in the second dough, we make that rise, then it's truma. But if not, if the reason the second dough, taka, became chametz, it would rise the way it rose, is only because there was both the truma and the chulin together mixed into the sourdough, then the second one does not become chametz. Third case was about mayim she'uvim, where we said, ain't a mayim she'uvim paislim as a mikveh ela lefi cheshbin. Mikveh has to be rainwater. It has to be natural water. You're going to just pour in from a bucket that's mayim she'uvim. It's not a kosher mikveh. Now, once you have 40 sav rainwater, 40 sav is about 50 gallons, you can pour in mayim she'uvim, bucket water, it's not a problem. But if you don't have 40 sav of rainwater, and mayim she'uvim fell in, how much mayim she'uvim, 3 lug of mayim she'uvim, the mikveh becomes possible. But, ain't a mayim she'uvim paislim as a mikveh el lefi cheshbin. According to the Bat Tanura, it means as follows. If I come to the rabbi and I say, what should I do? I need a kosher mikveh. I don't have enough rainwater. The Rav will say, how much rainwater is there? 21 sah. Oh, you have roiv of the mem sah. I have roiv, but that's not enough. I need mem sah. Don't worry. I want you to take the other 19 sah that you need, because you must have a minimum of 40 sah. Don't pour it straight into the mikveh, but pour it next to the mikveh. That's called hamshacha. Let it flow into the mikveh, and that's going to be kosher. If you had less than 21 sah, it wouldn't work. If you had 40 sah, you wouldn't need to do this. You can just pour it straight into the mikveh. But when you have raiv, this is what you can do. That's how the Bat Tanura explains, Eina mayim shuvim paislim es hamikveh, ela lefi cheshbin. The Bat Tanura brings another pshat. He says that's from the Gemara over here. That Eina mayim shuvim paislim es hamikveh, ela lefi cheshbin means lefi cheshbin kelim. 3 loig of mayim shuvim would pass a mikveh. How much is a loig? Well, the shear for Kiddush is a quarter of a loig, and that's anywhere between 3 and 5 ounces. So a loig is 4 times the amount. Let's say about 18 ounces, just approximately, depending on the different shitas. 3 loig of mayim shuvim is going to pass la mikveh. But it would only pass la mikveh if it falls from 3 kelim or less than that. But let's say this 3 loig was divided into 4 kelim or more, it doesn't pass la mikveh. And that's what the Mishnah means. Ve'ein mayim she'uvim poislim es hamikveh ela fi cheshbin. You cheshbin how many kelim there are. Count the kelim. 3 or less, it passels the mikveh. 3 or more, it doesn't passel the mikveh. And this would be the sheet of Rabbi Yossi ben Chayni. Rabbi Yossi ben Chayni is the one who holds that the rule that 3 loig passel a mikveh is only in 3 kelim, but if you divide it into more than 3 kelim, it doesn't passel it.